It's 8:08, finally Friday morning, March 24th. It is National Ag Week here across North America, and of course here locally, brought to you by Floyd County Farm Bureau. Kay, I'll let you handle this one.
We've been blessed to have interviews all week long with Floyd County Farm Bureau members, talking about Ag Week and how important it is, not only to our nation, but also to our county, obviously, with Floyd County. The theme all week long has been this industry we all share. So, and it is so true, and we've learned so much all week. Today we hear from John Pearson. He is the Floyd County Farm Bureau member, along as well as a hog producer. Good morning,
John. Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Like I said, we've had awesome interviews all week, so we're excited to hear from you. Let's talk a little bit about your roles in agriculture.
Well, I'd love to, Kay. My name is John Pearson, and I farm with my family near Rockford, where we care for pigs from birth to market weight. I'm proud to not only work alongside my brothers-in-laws, but also my brothers-in-laws every day, and we now have enough work on the farm to welcome my three sons and my nephew and their families back to the farm for a total of seven families working together.
You know, this is something that we've talked about all week, and something that just so intrigues me. It's so wonderful that you've been able to transition to the next generation of management and welcome additional family members to work on the family farm. And like I've talked about all week, from when you were a kid, the changes that have taken place up now to your new family members. Let's talk, can you just briefly talk about how things have changed for you in general?
Well, things started out back in 1980 when we first got into the hog business, and things were pretty small then, nothing near what we're doing today. Most all of the hog producers are under a roof. Not much is done anymore outside. So there's been a tremendous amount of progress in the last 50 years or so.
Yeah.
Especially in hog farming.
Sure. We had talked earlier this week as well about how one in five Floyd County people are employed in the industry, but that is also a big wage impact as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, as a pig farmer, I can attest to that. Livestock works in Floyd County by employing my family, but also local co-op partners, our large animal vet service, truck drivers, etc., who transport our pigs, engineers that help us design and maintain a safe place for our animals. Every single job is essential to our community, because jobs are families, and families are schools and businesses, and that's what rural vitality is all about.
Now, John, a theme in several of the discussions this week is how technology has improved food production. How would you say technology has changed the way you raise pigs?
Well, Kay, advancements in technology are continually helping us get better at providing a great pig care in our industry. Walk in one of my pig barns today and you'll find pigs resting and eating a balanced, protein-rich diet without a care in the world about the challenging winter weather outside.
And that just kind of makes me chuckle. How nice to be a pig, right? So if I wanted pork from pigs that listen to the opera in the barn, do you think farmers do that? I mean, are they that spoiled that they get to listen to music and opera music?
That's an interesting question. If there's a market for it and they have the means, you betcha. However, I'm sorry to say my pigs prefer a little Beatles or Elton John. So I'll have to help you find another farmer for your request.
That's my kind of pigs. Right.
Kidding aside, the barns and management styles may look different, but as livestock farmers, we share a similar goal, to raise great food for great families and be part of this great Floyd County community. Agriculture is an industry we all share.
Indeed, and that has been the theme all week with National Ag Week. Thank you so much, John, for coming in and joining us, along with all the other Floyd County Farm Bureaus that we've heard from all week. And thank you so much to the Floyd County Farm Bureau for sponsoring this entire series celebrating agriculture and Floyd County agriculture this week. Our next gig is at fair. We are so excited about that. We love when we get to cover at the fair.
We're going to be starting a countdown to the Floyd County Fair.
Absolutely.
I think. Another countdown to spring's done. Well, thank you very much, John Pearson, for joining us. And a special thanks to the Floyd County Farm Bureau as well for a week-long celebration of ag here across North Iowa. It's 8:14 with Prince.